The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We as believers, we accept God is Haqq. Whatever comes from God is Haqq, and therefore the planning of God is also Haqq, Ahsant, yeah, is also the truth. And so there are three action points, you know, that come from this, that are really essential for us to understand about the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is that we have to accept and submit to the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to learn this. This is a really important characteristic to develop ourselves as human beings. Allah wants us to work. He does. He wants us to work hard. He wants us to put in the effort. He wants us to do all of these things. But then there is a point where it is beyond our control, right? I will study for an exam. I will go take that exam. But then beyond that, it's beyond my control how it goes, right? I go apply for a job, I do well, I dress well, I go and I sit for the interview. But beyond that is beyond my control. Allah says, you leave it to me at this point. I'm the best of planners. Now, accepting that God is the best of planners means that whatever then happens at the end result, I will be satisfied with it. Whether I get the job or I don't get the job, I have submitted to the fact that God is the best of planners. And so whatever decision the best of planner has made, the expectation is that we as believers submit to that, right? So that's a really important thing. You know, sometimes we will do things, we will go all out on things, and when then things don't go our way, we kind of lose our minds, we lose our composure, right? But this is where if we could just at that moment, just pause and remind ourselves that in this incident, is God not in control anymore? And of course He's in control, right? And so we submitted. You know, there's this hadith attributed to our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum, where he is reported to have been asked, فَقِيلَ لَهُ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. He said, well, by what did you know your Lord? How did you know your Lord? The Imam alayhi salam was asked. And he answered in this very beautiful way, really thought-provoking way. You know, he said, بِفَسْخِ الْعَزْمِ وَنَقْضِ الْهَمِّ. Yeah. He says, I knew my Lord when my plans, my resolutions were broken apart. And the invalidations of my plans, whatever I had decided was invalidated. And then the Imam alayhi salam continues. He said, "Azamtu fafusikha azmi, wa hamamtu fanuqidha hammi." He says, "I planned and my plans were stopped, and I was going for something, and it didn't work out." He says, "This is how I know Allah exists." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yeah, think about that. And we would look at that as something not positive. No, where is Allah? But Allah is saying, I'm there, right? Like, you know, there used to be this thing that I had in my house back home, back in California. And I'm sure we've all seen this. You know, it's the footprints in the sand. Have you guys seen that poster of the footprints in the sand? It's really cool, right? Like, there you see footprints on the sand and you see two sets of footprints. And then after a while, it becomes one set only. And so there's a conversation. And this person is talking to God. He said, God, you were with me this whole time, right? But as soon as things began to go bad for me, you abandoned me. Look, I'm walking alone, right? When things didn't go my way, you left me. I'm walking alone. And God said, I was carrying you at that time. Yeah? Allah does not abandon us. The changing of plans, the cancellation of plans, things don't go our way does not mean that God does not care about us. Rather, that is maybe the one of the greatest indications of how much Allah loves us, that He stopped something from happening for us. Yeah? So that's the first understanding. That when we accept that God is the best of planners, we have to submit to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what He's doing. And this is something that I hope that we can learn. The second point that comes from this is that we have to try and reflect about what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me in this particular plan, right? When something happens, there are in many instances, like when something happens, it doesn't just affect one person, right? It affects many people. Like COVID affected the entire world, right? And so we can try to understand the wisdom behind why it would happen. And I don't think it's necessarily possible to understand, though there are understandings that we can get. We can never understand the full wisdom behind it, right? But in no matter what happens, there is always a personal connection to each and every one of us, no matter what happens. And it's our job to figure out, what does God want from me in this particular situation, right? COVID happened, it affected everybody, but I have to sit and reflect that, what does God want me to learn from this particular situation, right? What does He want from me? Someone falls ill, I fall ill. A loved one falls ill. Tragic, right? It's not nice. But what does Allah want me to learn in this particular situation? We have accepted that God is the best of planners. Therefore, something will not happen without there being some form of benefit associated for me, or some type of protection associated for me, or some type of lesson associated for me, right? And so it's my responsibility to sit and reflect. Again, we go back to being individuals who are reflective. We think, and I promise you, when we think, God will guide us, right? And so that's the second responsibility that we have. The first one is to accept and submit. Second one, to try to figure out, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me? The third area is to utilize the skill and the gift of planning in our own lives, right? Be planners. Be people who are organized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this gift. It's a tremendous benefit, right? It's a tremendous gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. You know, there's nothing like being organized. Yeah? I love organized people. You know, I am very, I always want to know what's kind of happening, you know, and how it's going to happen. And I think when having a vision is positive, and so be people who are organized, but, and have a plan, but not only for dunya. I think this is where we fall short in our lives, you know. The most important area, yeah, here, look at me. The most important area, yeah, that we have to plan for, yeah, is planning for the hereafter. Yeah? We started with that, we come back to that. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us the skill of planning, the gift of planning. Why? Not so that we can make multi-million dollars in this world, no. So that we can plan for our akhirah. This is the number one job we have after accepting, understanding, and then acting. Acting for what? Acting for our akhirah. When we look at the verses of the Quran, yeah, one of the main realities that is being made apparent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the ones who are successful in the hereafter are those who planned for it. This is important, yeah? We're not going to just randomly, by luck, end up in Jannah. No, we're going to have to work for it. We're going to have to plan for it, yeah?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.